KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, it's cloudy, windy, and 37 degrees in Atlantic. We'll look for a chance of light rain or sprinkles this morning, and sprinkles or flurries mixed at times today. Temperatures, well, they're going to be falling into the 30s as they have been ever since just before sunrise. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. Reminder, there is a wind advisory currently, in fact, for the entire listening area. Forecasts in surrounding counties basically to our north, east, and south. That wind advisory in effect until midnight. The far west and southwest counties, that'll be in effect until 6 p.m. In Southwest Iowa News, police in Creston say three people were arrested on public intoxication charges early this morning. Taken into custody at around 2:45 a.m. was 19-year-old Adam Edward Lee Austin, 21-year-old Paige Marie Milslagle, and 22-year-old Kevin Joseph Pellman, all of Creston. Austin was arrested for second offense public intoxication. His bond at the Union County Jail was set at $1,000. Milslagle and Pellman were subsequently released from custody on $300 each. Creston police said also that a woman residing in the 300 block of North Elm Street reported Thursday afternoon that someone stole the ring and makeup from her home. The loss was estimated at $170. The Harlan Police Department yesterday reported a few arrests took place over the past week. On Monday, 19-year-old Brett Keene of Panama was arrested when officers were called to investigate activity in an apartment that was supposed to be vacant. Keene was transported to the Shelby County Jail, where he was charged with possession of a controlled substance and prohibited acts penalties. Last Saturday, 24-year-old Alina McFarland of Emerson was arrested when Harlan police responded to a report of an intoxicated female on the 500 block of Market Street. McFarland was transported to the Shelby County Jail and charged with intoxication in public. On November 11th, 55-year-old Larry Dean Hansen of Harlan was arrested following a traffic stop. Hansen was taken to the Shelby County Jail and charged with driving while barred. He was also cited for insufficient number of headlamps on his vehicle. And on November the 10th, 31-year-old Brandon Martin of Harlan was arrested following a traffic stop. He was cited for driving under suspension, given a court date, and then released. The Shelby County Emergency Management Agency Thursday afternoon said the field and grassland fire danger index will remain in the moderate category, at least through Saturday. It would be wise, officials say, to consider postponing any open burning, especially near structures, because the winds will be very strong. And remember, too, that when planning to burn, contact your local fire chief or the Shelby County EMA office at 712-755-2124. Iowa Western Community College is asking voters to support a $14.5 million bond issue to upgrade security on its campus. The special election will be held in parts of 13 Western Iowa counties, including Cass, on December 6th. College spokesman Don Kohler said the plans call for installing new locks and doors throughout the campus, adding new cameras, and upgrading the college's computer system to better monitor activity. Some of the issues were discovered last year during a drill with Council Bluffs Police. College officials say the bond issue shouldn't lead to higher taxes because it would replace an existing tax levy. Elsewhere in state news, an Iowa City man has died in a motorcycle crash in eastern Iowa. 66-year-old Patrick L. Moore, Jr., was pronounced dead Thursday at the scene of the crash near Lone Tree. Authorities say Moore was driving eastbound on Highway 22 at around 11:45 p.m. just outside of Lone Tree when he attempted to pass another vehicle and lost control. Moore's motorcycle left the highway, entered a ditch to the north, and struck a fence. Moore was ejected from his cycle. The Iowa State Patrol was investigating that crash. Days before he allegedly killed two Iowa police officers, Scott Michael Green sent a note to one of their departments praising officers for their service and calling them absolute heroes. In an online compliment form addressed to the many officers of the Urbandale Police Department, Green wrote on October 29th that he loved them for keeping the community safe. He apologized for prior run-ins with his hometown department and said that his dark days were over because he was getting treatment for post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD. 4 days after the laudatory email, authorities say Green shot and killed Urbandale Police Officer Justin Martin and Des Moines Police Sergeant Tony Bominio in ambush-style attacks while the officers sat in their patrol cars. The Associated Press exclusively obtained the document Thursday under the open records law. A federal appeals court has rejected a lawsuit by six states, including Iowa, challenging a California law that prohibits the sale of eggs from chickens that are not raised in accordance with strict space requirements. The Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals said Thursday that the states failed to show how the law would affect them and not just individual egg farmers. California voters approved a ballot initiative in 2008 that required that egg-laying hens in the state spend most of their day with enough space to allow them to lie down, stand up, turn around, and fully extend their limbs. In 2010, California legislators expanded the law to ban the sale of eggs from any hens that were not raised in compliance with the standard. Well, authors of a new report from Eastern Iowa think tank say the voluntary approach to reducing farm chemical runoff isn't working. David Osterberg is with the Iowa Policy Project, a progressive nonprofit research group based in Iowa City.
When we look at the status of water quality in the Mississippi River and also in within the state, we just can't find much improvement there.
Osterberg says billions of state and federal money has financed conservation measures in farm fields, but the so-called dead zone in the Gulf of Mexico is as big as it's ever been.
All the data we find does not show that we're making real progress.
Sarah Conrad, the co-author of the Iowa Policy Project report, says there are a lot of great farmers in Iowa, but there is not a lot of improvement in water quality.
We have to understand that maybe just instituting simple voluntary measures may not be our final solution.
Conrad's report concludes Iowa farmers are spending less than a dollar per acre on conservation measures. Osterberg, the co-founder of the Iowa Policy Project, is also a former state legislator. He suggests current legislators should raise taxes on farm chemicals to get more money for on-the-farm projects to reduce runoff. Supporters of the voluntary approach to farm chemical management say more Iowa farmers are embracing the state's nutrient reduction strategy, and government regulations on farm chemical applications wouldn't fully take into account the characteristics of each acre of Iowa farmland. An environmental collaborative is asking the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency to push Iowa and nine other Mississippi River states to address pollution in the river. The Mississippi River Coalition says the EPA has failed to require enforceable regulations, deadlines, or funding to reduce nitrogen and phosphorus pollution. Pollution contributes to the Gulf of Mexico's dead zone, an area that's unable to support aquatic life. The Environmental Collaborative looked at clean water efforts in Iowa, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Illinois, Missouri, Kentucky, Tennessee, Arkansas, Mississippi, and Louisiana. Its report calls the EPA's efforts weak and ineffective. The Collaborative represents 13 environmental and legal groups, including the Iowa Environmental Council. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments, at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.